the skewer had missed his facial nerve, which controls facial expression and the sense of taste. Most important, it had missed both the crucial arteries, the carotid and vertebral. In fact, it appeared to have actually nudged them out of the way without puncturing them. I don't know how a kid can be so lucky, thought Dr. Ebersol. Jeremy, he said, put your hands on that thing, get a feel of how easily it'll move. He was speaking to Chief Resident Jeremy Peterson, M.D., a burly 32-year-old who stood near the boy's head. It would be up to him to remove the skewer. Truth be told, Dr. Peterson was nervous, but he placed a steady left hand at the base of the skewer to anchor it. His right hand grasped just above his left. He nudged it back and forth ever so slightly while Dr. Ebersol watched on the monitor in case the movement harmed a vessel. It barely moved. It feels pretty solid, Dr. Peterson said. Okay, let's go, said Dr. Ebersol. He'd be the eyes, watching as the monitor constantly, while Dr. Peterson would have the feel of the thing as he worked on getting it out. He'd have to do it slowly, strongly, yet smoothly, mostly from his right arm, while being careful that his left base hand didn't exert too much pressure, because it was literally on Xavier's eye. The skewer was surprisingly hard to budge. It took all the strength in Dr. Peterson's right arm to move it an inch. Then it stopped. It feels stuck on something. Okay, hands off, ordered Dr. Ebersol. Dr. Peterson carefully let go of the skewer and took a half step back, while Dr. Ebersol enhanced the view. The clear picture showed that it was hung up on a neck ligament, not a danger, but the skewer was now so close to the vertebral artery that it was bending it. Jeremy, angle it a little toward you. This would move it away from the artery. Dr. Peterson did as asked. Okay, go again. It worked. Dr. Ebersol watched the tip of the skewer safely pass the vertebral artery. It's sliding pretty easy now, said Dr. Peterson. Yet he continued to pull it very slowly, especially as it passed the jugular. Would it pull open the seal that it had formed? No, the jugular had healed itself. Then finally the last hurdle, the carotid artery. The metal passed it smoothly, too, and suddenly the skewer was out. It was 3 p.m. when Dr. Ebersol came into the waiting room and told Xavier's parents, "It's out. He's okay." There was a cheer from the crowd of family and friends. "Can I hug you?" asked Gabrielli, and she did. The only physical evidence of Xavier's unplanned adventure is a tiny bump beside his nose and some numbness on his left side of his face. Yet things are different nowadays. Xavier often grabs the leash to take Max for walks. He's no longer scared to walk the dog alone. And when he gets a scrape or has a mishap, instead of going straight to 10 on the pain scale the way he used to, he'll look at his mom calmly and say, "This hurts pretty bad." "Is it screw or bad?" Gabrielli will ask, and Xavier will laugh.